As you may know, I was blessed to be on retreat this past week with about 25 other deacons. It was one of the best retreats I've ever been on. There were many things that were said that, in a sense, pierced my heart. Of all these things, I'd like to mention two of them. One was a question, which I will share at the end. The other was the cardinal virtues of faith, hope, and divine charity. Today we celebrate the feast of Christ, the King of the universe. Pope Francis, during the year of mercy, added the living face of the Father's mercy. So we can truly say that today we celebrate the feast of Christ, the King of the universe, the living face of the Father's mercy. For this is what we celebrate today. Jesus, the King, coming in his mercy and judgment. Christ the King Sunday isn't just the last Sunday of the liturgical year. It is to remind us that there will be consequences for our actions or inactions in living the Christian life. Every year we hear this reading from Matthew 25 about the separation of the sheep and the goats. Most of us know this passage by heart. Unfortunately, this is why it doesn't have the same punch as it did the first few times we heard it. Yet I know for myself, it is still powerful. Whenever I read it, hear it, or even mention it, my heart wrenches with the questions, which one of these am I? Am I a sheep? Am I a goat? Which place will I be sent because of the consequences of my actions or inactions? These questions should be on everyone's heart, not just once a year, but every day, every moment. We may not believe that there are consequences to what we do, but there is. All our readings today have to do with shepherding, sheep, and goats. We know, of course, that Jesus is our shepherd. But do we know what a shepherd does? Jesus tells us what a true shepherd does. A true shepherd is one who guards his flock, no matter what evil presents itself. He protects his flock, even to the point giving up his life. This is what Jesus did, not just for us, but for the whole world. Even those we deem unworthy. When we fully realize where all human life comes from and where it should go back to, then we will fully realize that no human life is unworthy. It is so sad for those who foster anti-life agendas or support the culture of death that they do not realize this. And yet, Jesus gave his life for them also. Then we have the sheep and the goats. Look at these poor goats, separated to stand at the left hand of the King. We hear their complaint when they hear their sentence to be condemned to eternal punishment or hell. We hear them say, but when did we see you? The problem is that they are so into themselves, so into the latest fad, so into being entertained, so into the list could go on forever. They couldn't find time in their lives to do the most important work of loving and caring for those in need. The ghosts were perhaps doing good things, but only with the natural virtue. cost much, never venturing out of themselves or even afraid of doing greater things. God says that his commandments and laws are written on all our hearts. However, the cardinal virtues come with baptism and are strengthened by the participation of all the sacraments of the Church. But just because we were baptized, received First Communion and reconciliation, or even been confirmed, doesn't mean you will automatically go to heaven. Receiving the sacraments can give us the grace to do good things, but there is so much more to it than that. Let's look at the sheep. The sheep received the same natural virtues, but they also tapped into the grace of faith, hope, and divine charity. To speak of the cardinal virtues, I'm going to refer to another parable of Jesus in Matthew to help understand. This is the parable of the sower. To refresh our memories, this parable is the one where the sower sows his seed. Some seed falls on the path, some on rocky ground, some in thorns, some in fertile ground. The seed being sown is the Word of God. This seed has life in it, the life of grace available through the sacraments. When the seed falls on the hard, packed path, Satan comes and steals it. The seed that falls on rocky ground springs up and for a time joyfully embraces its new life. But this new life is overwhelmed with the world that opposes this newness, this freshness, and trials and sin quickly smother this new life of existence. Finally, the seed falls among the thorns. This new life sees the life of riches and wealth, then self-centeredness settles in and has the life choked out of it. All three places that the seed fell never had a chance to grow, because Satan comes along and with his lies and deceptions tells the seed that the ground on which it fell is useless, and they will never be able to amount to much in life or to withstand what life has to offer. Therefore, faith, hope, and divine charity never get a chance to grow in that soul. But in the good soil, the virtue of faith planted in the heart is able to see and believe that God is who he says he is. So our hearts embrace God and rejects Satan as the father of lies. The virtue of hope sees that God is good and can be trusted completely no matter what. The heart sees Satan as a perversion of who really is to be trusted. Divine charity or love causes the heart to love God above all things because of who he is. It is out of this a true love of self and a neighbor arises. Satan, who hates God with all his being, wants us to hate God and hate all creation as he does. Now let's take another look at the sheep and the goats. Now we are able to see the sharp distinction between these two groups. The goats have not loved or trusted God with the grace he wants, he desires to give. They only desire to glory In the glory, the others of their kind you will give them. The sheep, on the other hand, are more than just doing. They are living the virtues and the sacraments, especially confession and the Eucharist. Therefore, they can ask the same question, "When did we see you?" And the king says, "Because you did it to the least of my children." Now for the question I sadly share that touched me so deeply. This question, which I will share with you, has everything to do with today's scriptures. The question is very simple, but could lead to great discoveries in all hearts. The simple question is this: what is it I desire? What do you desire most in life? So again, the question: what is it I desire? Do I desire to be a goat or a sheep? Or to put it another way, who is